People are asking me how my first 2 weeks back at St. Martha are going. I think this picture sums it up the best. There's a lot going on here, and it is kind of overwhelming at times, so I appreciate all your prayers, your support, your encouragement. It always warms my heart a lot when I walk through the narthex and I see that cool picture of me on the side there, and all the notes that everybody's writing, and just the stacks keep getting bigger and bigger. I can feel your prayers, your support, your love, so thank you very, very much. I also feel like a deer in the headlights here, just thinking that 2 weeks from now, Father Borsi is going to move back to the seminary for good. A lot of you have seen him around helping out with some of the other masses, but he's here until Father Jonathan gets here at the beginning of August. So, yeah, that's how I feel, because there's a reality to that. A couple of years ago, the Houston Astros decided they were going to go all in on losing, right? They had three straight years where they lost 100-plus games in 2013, hit the all-time low. Right, this was a scene that we saw a lot, just pitcher after pitcher getting taken out of the game because he's getting rocked. But the Astros said, look, don't worry. We got a plan. We are going to lose a lot of games. Right, and they did. They were really, really, really bad. But they said, we got a plan, and we think it's going to work. And in 2014, Sports Illustrated said, look, the Astros' plan is probably going to work, and they're probably going to win a World Series pretty soon. And what do you know? They were right. On the night of November the 1st last year, the Astros celebrated their first ever World Series title, and their plan, it worked. They trusted in this process of we're going to be really bad for a while so that we can get better. And it worked. And one of the things that endeared that team to the city was that in the midst of all of our recovery and all of the craziness that we had to endure, there was something that we could look forward to. It brought us hope in a dark time. This picture was one that was famous. It was in Sports Illustrated. It was a family who was watching the game. Their house had been flooded. Their house is gutted. All their furniture's gone. But they had the hope of the Astros. And so it makes me wonder, like, why do we have so much trust in this group of guys that plays baseball? Like, somebody asked me the other day, like, hey, what do you have going on October 26th? We have something we want to do. I'm like, whoa. That could be Game 3 of the World Series. I don't want to schedule anything yet because we could be playing again in the World Series. But it made me wonder, like, we had so much confidence and so much hope in these guys. Do we have the same confidence and hope in our Lord Jesus? Do we have that same trust in Him? Because He does a lot more for us than just play a game. He's our God who created us, who loved us. In the gospel today, Jesus is charging the disciples to, like, hey guys, trust in me. Right? Trust in me because I love you. I will provide for you. Whatever you need, I'm here. Whatever's going on in your life, I got you. He tells the disciples, guys, why don't y'all go ahead and go out? And He said to them, like, don't take anything with you. Don't take food, don't take a bag, don't take extra clothes, don't take stuff you need. Just a walking stick and sandals, go. And the disciples said this amazing thing. They said, oh, okay. Like, how many of you, when you go on vacation, pack your car to the brim, saying, look, I might need this little screwdriver in case something, so I need to make sure I have this particular cooking utensil, so I'm going to bring it with me. And we go on vacation, and we just pack our stuff to the brim. When Jesus said to disciples, go out and take nothing, they said, all right, we can do that. That's an incredible challenge for us as Christians. And that's the message of what it means to be a disciple. It means we are going to trust God. And if He puts us out on a mission and He says, I want you to go, our response is, all right, Lord, I'll go. I'll give it a shot. Because we trust in Him. We trust in His incredible love. When we're scared, when we're afraid, the message is, God says, just keep calm. I got you. It's going to be okay. And that hopefully is a message that we hear. That whenever we're dealing with whatever life throws our way, whatever difficulty, whatever challenge, whatever sin, we say, Lord, I need you. And He says, I know. I've got you. I'm here for you. My friends, there is nothing that God can't help us with. We had incredible, incredible faith in our local baseball team. We should have even more faith in the God who creates us and loves us and wants us to follow Him. And that's why we come. We come before the Lord because we know He can give us what we can't find anywhere else. The God of the universe, the God who created me and you, loves us. And He's going to be there for us. Every week when we walk into the church, we see that big mosaic that's out on the Woodridge side of the church. Many of us might just walk by it and we might not pay it any attention, but it's an important theological statement that Jesus says all are welcome here. You're all welcome to come and to pray here. But he also says to us, I've got something for you. I've got what you won't be able to find anywhere else. We receive the gifts that we heard from the second letter today, St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord. We have been saved by Him. We come before Him because He has poured out the richness of His grace and lavishes us. Now, lavishes doesn't mean just a little bit. I mean, it means a whole lot. Because that's what the Lord does. He gives us more than we could ever need. He gives us more than we could ever hope for. And we come here because we know He can provide for us. We come to Him because He gives us strength. He gives us courage. He gives us hope. When we're broken, He heals us. When we're sad, He comforts us. When we feel like we can't go on, He says, it's gonna be okay. I love you. I'm here for you. He tells the disciples that sometimes you're going to face difficulties. Sometimes you're going to see things that are going to be really challenging. And he says to them, shake the dust off your feet and move on. And this is an important lesson for us. Because how many times in our lives do we take the dust, the dirt, the mud, the filth that we're in, and we bring it with us to the next thing? How many times do we get fussy at somebody or do we lose our temper with somebody because something's happened earlier in the day or earlier in our life or we're dealing with something that's really deep? How many times does that affect us down the road? And so the Lord is saying to the disciples, look, you're going to find hardships. You're going to find difficulties, but don't take those difficulties with you to the next stop. Because what's going to happen, it's going to accumulate. And you're going to take the dust from that place, and then you're going to bring more dust with you to the next place, and then the filth is just going to build up, and then you're going to have just this big, huge boulder worth of mess that you're carrying. And the Lord says to the disciples, and He says to us, don't carry that with you. You don't need it. He says, let me help you with that. As Catholics, we have the wonderful gift of the sacrament of reconciliation where the Lord takes that big boulder of dust and dirt and filth and mess and removes it from our soul. When we come here to the Eucharist, the Lord takes our dust and our dirt and our filth and He wipes us clean and He says, I'm here for you. Let me help you carry that burden. And He does that because He loves us. So my friends, whatever's going on in our hearts, whatever's going on in our lives, whatever we're dealing with in the life struggles, we know we have a God that will comfort us. We know that we'll have a God who will give us a big hug and tell us it's going to be okay. We have a God who wipes away our sins, who suffered for us, who died on the cross for us, who gives us the promise of everlasting life. So we come before the Lord today asking for the grace to trust in Him, to be able to take the words of the gospel to heart, to say, yes, Lord, I will trust you. I will follow where you want me to go. I will leave the dust behind so that I can start anew and I can bring your joy and your peace and your love to the next situation. As we approach the Lord's table today, we ask the Lord to help us shake the dust off our feet so that we can approach Him with clear and pure hearts. And we ask Him to give us the strength of faith so that we can trust Him no matter what.